If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your york. I know, I'll stop.
Called the new station LBC. I did think of doing like a pun on talk radio, and I just remember when Absolute Radio changed from Virgin to Absolute, and I remember they had a legal case with Absolute Vodka that went on for about 3 years, and I don't think so. Okay, I've talked too much.
We could call it Diet Woke.
BBC.
I'm just going to wait until a good suggestion comes.
I've been thinking about it, Ian, and the word that got into my mind was naked. So I thought that you could call your radio station Go Commando Radio, or Radio Go Commando.
I was thinking, if you are doing old shows, could you have like Classic Lee? Like Classic Lee. That work?
So angry, I'm going to tear a hard drive apart. And that's what's inside a hard drive. It's just air. It's magnetic air. No, is the thing. And also, I don't want it to be anything to do with my name. Talk radio is in Peter Talk. I'd like that. I don't want it to be anything to do with my name. And I want it to be like, so it stands. I want it to stand.
Sorry. Cat just clawed my foot.
David says, David Turner's coming up with some titles. Alistair's Got His Bell End Out FM. Oh, no. We'd have to get permission from Alistair. And I don't know how he'd feel about that.
Whatever.
What about radio? Whatever.
No. It's I listened today to the first ever of.
Excuse me. Who are you talking to?
The computer game show, and they were talking about how they were coming up with names for the computer game show. You know, and one of them was like, was it like lads playing games? They were awful. They were awful, awful names. And we raided their stream the other day. And the first time we did it was, oh, yeah, thanks for the raid. Who was it? Was it James, David? Oh, yeah, thanks for the raid, I guess. And he got a bollocking. So the next time we raided, big raid, 200 people. And he said, he proceeded to tell everyone what the podcast and what the show wasn't. What we don't do is this, and we were going to be called this, but I didn't like it, so we're not called that, and we're not called this, and it was the weirdest raid. for your web person when I go to the radio site.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion.
Yep.
It's not a very good one, but
well then it's just like play on words. Do we need it?
I'll air it.
It has
a double application. FT radio. And that's a play on words. FT as in foot tapping radio. But also apostrophe so hefty but with without the H. So it's FT.
How about no? But then, Sinjin, lovely to see you. How about FU radio? FU radio. Now, obviously, that stands for you, and we'd have to come up with something else that it stood for. So I don't know what it would stand for. So people go FU radio. Oh, that's FU. That's rude. And we go, no, it's not. It stands for something else that we haven't thought of yet.
Fun and universal.
Well, that's FAU. So no.
Fun.
Feeling unwell, that could be good. Fun unlimited. I don't know. It's a fun thing to kick around and play with. Sinjin, I've got a radio station and I'm gonna light a cigar off that fire in a minute. So that's gonna be fun.
Well, I've just thought of something. Well, it's kind of from Alistair because you know sex sells.
Yep.
Why do we call it naked radio?
Well, that's what he just said, and we all went no.
He said naked. What did you say? He said something else. He
said go commando.
Go commando what he said. Naked radio. And we could say because it's stripped down, but actually we could also hint that no one's got any clothes on. And that could be our selling point.
Cop Bongo says independent radio alternative. I just think those letters might cause a little bit of trouble. How's everyone doing? How are you doing, guys? It's weird because I can't really look at you because you're there, but I want to make more of an effort to look up here. There we go. If I look here, I can see you because I've moved you here now. How is everyone doing?
I'm in the run-up to 2 weeks off, so yeah, 3 more days to get through.
But 2 weeks off with a cold. That's always that disappointing thing when you've got time off. I think it's quite common, knowing that I had time off coming up, 2 days before I'd get poorly. It's like your body going, okay, we can stop now. We can stop this fight. And any time off when you're poorly, it's like, oh, come on, man. This is not fair.
We do have the option, and I'd only do it if I was really ill. We do have the option to kind of convert our holiday into sick whilst on holiday and almost get sick pay and then take the holiday again. I think that's because we're a retailer and, you know, it's obviously to help people on the shop floor, but we could also use that.
Okay.
Do more of that, Dave. Don't feel guilty about it.
I've never done it, but if I was bad enough, I think I probably would look into it.
How's everyone else doing? What's going on in your life? Why are you here? Now, that sounds like a rude question, but actually I genuinely mean it. What was the thinking of clicking on the linking? Why were you thinking of linking? A joke for Dave there. We're like the Brady Bunch here. What is why are you all here?
I'm 60 on Friday, and a couple of friends have rang and said, well, what are you doing for your birthday? And I don't want to do anything because I feel particularly underwhelmed and really not got far in life as much as I would have wanted.
Oh, it's one of those
at the age of 60,
right? Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's one of those.
Underwhelmed.
Birthdays, I always find a real birthdays and clean time birthdays are always a real moments for me, and probably very common to kind of look back and go, okay. And the ones with the zero at the end, for some reason, are so much bigger. Certainly in my head and in here. What would you have hoped to have achieved?
Well, I think. You know, being honest, it's about, you know, having a family, maybe having children, or a successful career. So most of things, really.
yeah. And I was about to talk to you about your successes, but you have got successes. How long are you sober now? 2.5 years? 3 years?
Nearly 2.5.
2.5 years, right. So you got more clean time than me. Who'd have thought that a couple of years ago? I was going to talk about your successes, and getting sober is a huge, huge success. But I realised that for me, it would actually be quite hollow, because I'm in a similar little mindset as you. And someone's saying, well, you've got 9.5 months sober and your kids love you and all of that. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. So I'm not going to... although David sums it up, but it's difficult to hear this. Not got to where you wanted. After all you've been through, mate, it sounds like you've achieved a hell of a lot. But I get the family, the kids, the job, the success. Does anybody else want to have a go at Alistair? Anybody else want to talk to Alistair and see if you have something that may connect?
I guess the thing for me is, and I know you weren't there, Alistair, you were on the other end, but if I was to appear on a Zoom call in a show like you did in Luton and get the reaction you did, not just once but twice, I'd be pretty pleased with that. There was a lot of love in that room.
Yeah, and the number of people that have got in touch with us and said what an inspiration you are to them because of what you've been through and because of your honesty and your candour and the fact that now you seem to be the person that we kind of refer to as, the one who shows us that it's possible to change, that there is an alternative. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. That's a massive deal. So if the part of your soul that thinks I should have had children, part of that is being an influence, right? Leaving some sort of legacy. There are people probably alive and living decent lives now, happier lives, because of you. Not everyone who has kids can say that.
Well, thank you.
And when you hadn't sorted yourself out, you weren't ready to be someone's dad anyway.
No, that's true.
Your contribution's immense. And do any of us get exactly what we wanted?
I would allow you to be my dad, Alistair. As you know, my dad is no longer here. Man needs a dad. You can be my dad.
Have you got a spare room for your old dad?
That kind of dad.
Yeah, well, you're not living with me. I'll come and visit, but you're not living with me.
I'm joking. No, thank you for your words, everybody. And I don't... let's not make it all about me. Can we move on?
Okay, we can certainly move on. How about here's the thing. I'm looking at my queen because she named three of my cats, I think she named. and she named our business. Matty says, Alistair, tell everyone to F off and be a villain. You could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it.
You'd be bad dad.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Matty. Matty has been just very quickly, just started up this radio thing last night and was playing around with it. And very quickly, Matty had uploaded the embed code to my website and sent over a load of stuff. And Matty works like an absolute, don't even need to ask him. Boom, 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 boom. So thank you, Matty. I really want to thank you for that. That was incredible. Here's the thing.
That's nice.
That's not bad. It's the best so far.
Let's leave it percolating.
Best so far. Dave, why are you here? I don't. There may be no reason, but I wondered what encouraged you to click that link.
I don't know. I just want to say everyone dies frustrated and alone, and that is beautiful. they might be giants, Larry. I went to a gig last night again.
There's no point in you in now, is there, David?
Yeah.
You went to Nick Lowe.
Nick Lowe at the Nels Club in Hammersmith. I'd never been to before, yeah. 300 capacity venue. I was 6 foot away from him sitting in the front. It was fantastic. And he's played his acoustic guitar, and he's really just effortlessly cool.
Can I ask you a question, Dave? How long was Nick Lowe's association with Dave Edmonds?
It was in Rockpile, for a while. So, but quite a while, actually. They played together. and they had a they've done various things together, but on and off.
Because I remember seeing a documentary ages ago now about them making an album, and I got the impression that Nick Lowe really just took the piss out of Dave Edmunds all the time.
Probably. Probably fairly drunk. I mean, Nick Lowe's one of those people that was really great at the start and then completely lost his way and then got sober and has been brilliant ever since. So he's had that second win.
Have I got this right? His father-in-law is Johnny Cash?
Well, yeah, it was Johnny Cash. He was married to Carlene Carter. He wrote, there's a song of his called The Beast in Me about alcoholism, and which he wrote for Johnny Cash. And Johnny came round, Johnny and the family were in London and came round for Christmas Day and said, I hear you've wrote a song for me. And of course, Nick had been up all night and so croaked out this song. He's a very, very interesting bloke, but he's one of those people who have had that complete second career, which might be better than the first bit.
I love older men with white hair.
Yeah.
Love it. David Byrne and him. I love it. Yeah. I always thought I was going to get there, but it's not. It's kind of stopped. So I envy that. Forum says, best song is Cruel to Be Kind. Cruel to Be Kind is a great song. I would suggest, I don't know his back catalogue that well, but what's so funny about Peace, Love and Understanding? That's, I was saying to you.
This is a set list from last night.
Oh, he's a set list collector. I love it.
So, yeah, the last two songs. Peace, Love and Understanding's at the bottom there. But, Cruel to Be Kind, somewhere in the middle.
Paul, can I ask what encouraged you to click the link?
This is my last free day for quite a long time, so I thought I'd pop in and say hello and see you later, kind of. Yeah. Okay. I won't be able to catch anything live for a while, I don't think.
You're not off. The way you're saying that, you're not. You've not been invited to a tournament called the Squid Games, have you? Because it sounds like you're disappearing for a little while and we may or may never see you again.
Going to Australia. In the jungle.
He's off to Wales to write a book, that was my that was my bullshit.
You're not going to prison, are you, Paul, for something?
I'm not, no. For crime, sadly, no.
I mean, didn't commit.
I have to say this. I think Squid Game is perfect. I think it's perfect. I saw Pete whinging that the dubbing wasn't very good. Don't watch the dubbed version. You deserve to not enjoy it. Never watch the dub version. Watch the thing. Very violent. But perfect. Again, I have to say, apart from the Americans, and if you've seen it, I think you know what I'm talking. Hey, this is great. I like this a lot. Apart from that, but perfect. Perfect beginning. Perfect middle. Americans. Perfect ending. Oh, just perfect. I loved it. Kathy, you going to do it?
Started it last night and just as I was drifting off to sleep. So I would... Excuse me. Shh. I started it last night just as I was drifting off, so I'm hoping that I will be able to stay awake and watch it properly. I need to concentrate on it. But yeah, I saw him being slapped silly.
Oh, that ain't nothing. You think that, you know, the bit where they put a knife up his nose.
Yes.
Imagine a TV program where the bit where they shove a knife up someone's nose is not the most violent bit. Right, some way. That's like 2% violent. It's great. I really want to watch it with my kids, but I won't, obviously. But I just know that they would love it. And they're all talking about it
in the playground, you know.
A lot of the YouTubers are playing Roblox Squid Games. And I said, do you know about Squid Games? They said, oh, yeah, Flamingo plays Roblox. And they said, can I watch it? I said, yeah, you can. When you're 32 years old, I will allow you to watch it. And obviously not. But I tell you what I did watch with my boy. The last 35 minutes, 40 minutes, old. The M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong film where the people go to a beach and they live their life in one day. Right. Now, I was reluctant to watch it because sex offender John Barrowman, employed multimillionaire sex offender John Barrowman, walked out of it and demanded a refund.
And slagged it off, didn't he?
Slagged it off and demanded a refund. And everyone went,
why not enough penis?
Cinema's only just, cinema's only just opened. You're a millionaire. You watch the whole film. why on earth were you demanding a refund? I thought it was great. It wasn't, I thought it was great. I thought it was really good. Not great. I thought it was really, really good. And I explained it to my 9-year-old and we watched the last 40 minutes together and he really, really enjoyed it. And I said to him, I know a film that you'll like and I think I need to check, but I think it will be okay. Sixth Sense. I think Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah.
That would be fine, wouldn't it? Because it's kind of, it's not gory from what I remember. I mean, there's some horrible ghosts in it, I think.
Yeah, I think some of the ghosts are a bit gory, aren't they?
Yeah. I was scared.
Seen it for ages, but...
You were scared, Alistair?
That one moment, which is kind of the famous moment, where something comes across the screen unexpectedly and went, oh, my God.
I don't remember. I will have a... What's
have
that?
A look on that. Is that common sense?
Common sense is the thing. I think it will be okay because we watched Poltergeist. Now, Poltergeist, when it came out, was terrifying. It's not really much. And I think, hey, when was the last time, and they don't do it for financial reasons, when was the last time that there was an X-rated or an 18 movie came out? There never is. Kids say for 12 plus. Okay, maybe. they don't do 18s anymore because it limits the audience. So they just like cut out, you know, stuff.
Deadpool.
Was Deadpool 18? Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
We started to watch the Deadpool Christmas edit. You know, there's an edit of it. And because I mistakenly thought it was all right for kids. You know, it's where they've got... The kid from The Princess Bride, you know, has this got a lot of kissing in it? That guy, that kid. Mm-hmm.
Fred Savage.
Deadpool kidnaps him and takes him back to that room and ties him up to read the Deadpool story. And he's like, why are you doing this? I think I've got it right. But oh, he does. I'm like 50 now. He's like, I don't know. And so we watched it with my kids. I watched it with the boys. But it was, the thing is, once you've got past the fifth F word, it's like, you've tried to cough over it. It's like, oh, guys, we're
will
in.
Will that Miracle Valley be 18 that you spoke about last week?
I don't
is
think
it Miracle?
I've never spoken of a movie called Miracle Valley.
Yes, you
Deadpool
have.
Was a 15, by the way.
Greg Sestero's
Deadpool
film.
Was a 15. Oh, Miracle Valley. No, I bet it'll be a 15. What do you have to do in a movie these days to get an 18 rate? I don't want to know.
Well, they're not going to because, it loses them money if they do. Yeah. So.
Because now brave acting is quite part of the course, isn't it?
Although, isn't there an unrated cut of Deadpool 2, I think? Or is there a longer cut?
Isn't there now an option to put that stuff straight onto on demand?
Yeah, probably.
I demand it. I want to watch that on my Peloton instead of someone shouting at me. I want to watch that. Brave acting is where you see a man's penis on screen. That's the bravest acting
full
you can
frontal,
do.
Yeah.
The bravest acting you can do is to show your own penis. And you have to see their head, their face at the same time, so you know it's their penis, not a penis.
Can't be
double.
A stunt penis.
Yeah.
I mean, you're assuming there's no CGI involved there. Though.
No. Well, there were two films that came out around the same time about sex addiction. I can't remember what either of them are called. One was the Mark Ruffalo film. And then there was another one.
Thank you for sharing. That was cool.
Oh, you're very welcome. Then there was another one that I think had Michael Fassbender in.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame was.
Joke about that. And I only watched the first 10 minutes of that. And I think he had a stump penis. Because I think he had a
Fish
stump...
thinks you're saying stump.
Stunt penis. Stunt penis. Because I think it was CGI'd.
Apparently, he's quite famous for that not being the case.
Uh-huh.
From what I gather, that was no stunt appendage.
Wowzers, jeez, man.
Brave. Jeez, so brave.
That is, well, that's not brave. That's showing off.
Showing off.
That's showing off. There's nothing brave about that. That is showing off.
You saw that rubbish film, didn't you? The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yes.
Yeah, we went and saw that.
Apparently, that there's an 18 version that was released on Blu-ray, but there was a scene cut out of it to make it a 15 in this country. So.
Oh, someone said the Suicide Squad was 18.
Which one? Suicide Squad or the Suicide Squad? And I don't know.
I think the recent one.
That was rubbish.
I haven't seen much recent one.
Go on,
I had watched. I was looking for something to watch at the weekend, and on Amazon Prime. And I mean, strange enough, I was looking for an 18 movie, and I came across collection of Japanese movies that were 18. I watched one of them.
Be careful with those.
And
gosh,
they were. The sex scenes were really quite shocking in terms of what I thought was the female actress should not have been asked to do what she's been asked to do in this scene, because it is, it's not good. Is that a thing with Japanese movies in particular, or, you know, of that ilk? Or
the Japanese films are, you know, I like the horror films. I did once watch in a hotel, I watched a Japanese porn film, and it was more out of, dear God, it wasn't pleasant.
It was research, but you watched the whole thing just to check, right?
Well, I watched the 5 minutes that were free. do they still do that? It was unpleasant. And I remember me and my ex-wife, we went into a DVD shop and we bought a, what do they call the anime?
Hentai.
Hentai porn. So it's like cartoon.
No, but hentai is the one with the octopuses, right?
Oh, I don't know. But this we bought it for a laugh, right? We bought a load of Japanese DVD, a load of pop DVDs. I mean, oh, let's get this. We watched like 3 minutes of it. And it was all of them have like big eyes and big boobs. And, you know, because the big boobs in Japan is a thing. But then the camera of this cartoon went inside the woman. And you saw the penetration from inside. And it was like, what the fudge? Japanese films are messed up.
DJ Black in The Realm of the Senses. Now that I saw when I was about 21, and my French housemate lent it to me saying, oh, you'll like this. And I did not know what had hit me at all. It was shocking. One I told you about, where in the end she likes him so much she takes a little piece of him with her.
Oh, well, there's a great Japanese film where the guy crawls inside a woman. In fact, they do that at the end of, what's that great film? You'll know it, Dave. After Hours? Is it After Hours? Early 80s. Is it Scorsese?
Yeah, it's Scorsese. Yeah.
And it's like a farce. And this guy, the guy from American Werewolf in London, I can't remember his name, basically, he's on this evening, and it just gets worse and worse. It's such a great film, Catherine. I think we started to watch it once. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And in the end, he's chased by the police and a biker gang and drug dealers. And none of it is his fault. It's got Terry Garr in it, who puts a Monkees record on, which is interesting because she was in a Monkees movie. And the ending is all these gangs are here, and he ends up in this basement with this mad old woman. And the ending is she makes like a paper mache. She turns him into a statue to hide him. So he's a statue. And the end of the film is great. He's this statue. Someone buys it or something, and it gets transported on the back of a truck. And then it falls off the back of the truck and it falls outside his workplace. And he's just outside his workplace, covered in like concrete and stuff. Straightens his tie and starts his day again. It's great. Oh. But there was an alternative ending where the woman said, I can hide you. And he has to crawl inside her V and hide.
Only those two endings are very different, aren't they?
Yeah, they did the V ending, and it tested really badly. So
talking of disturbing films, how bad was the Diana musical?
Oh my God.
Catherine, I'll give you center stage.
I didn't want to watch it, but then I thought I should watch it for the sake of everyone else. I don't know who wrote it, but I'm pretty sure they don't know anything about Princess Diana. Right. It was all like, oh, I'm not up to this. I'm just a kindergarten teacher. Yeah, with a 15th century landowning family. I live in quite a big house, so posh would have actually been fine. But it was the James Hewitt entrance.
When he sings "Here Comes James Hewitt," I thought that was a face he was pulling at the time.
It was that. And they rhymed James Hewitt with "Let's do it."
Did they not rhyme it with "Blew it"?
No, oh. Let's do it. And then Barbara Cartland, who is narrating that particular section, says, "And he did do it." Just to underline the fact that they definitely did do it.
I think when I saw
James Hewitt always went commando. I saw once in a documentary. Yeah,
a documentary, was it?
I saw a clip someone had posted, and I just couldn't believe how much like the really dodgy American one it was in terms of the way it was struck. I thought, has someone done a better recording of that production?
But... And they're like about five people total in the cast as well. So Barbara Cartland is also the queen. Sadly, there was no game old dame as the queen mother. Philip wasn't in it. Coach obviously wasn't available. But it was quite a thing.
Philip wasn't in it at all.
Pardon?
There was no Philip at all.
No Philip. No, Philip.
He wasn't driving the Fiat Uno.
God, no. No, and also, they went on and on and on, and it seemed to go on forever. And then it was like, they got divorced, and then they just summarised. She did some charity, and then she died in a car crash. And I'm thinking, I've sat through what ended up being about 2 hours, but I was stopping and starting, I must admit.
I wonder if they had some sort of bit where they were trying to make out, going into the conspiracy. That's why they had to cut out Philip and the ending, because it wasn't approved, possibly.
There was no Fergie, sadly. The boys.
Was there a man with no newspaper?
There were newspaper. That section, actually, the press with the Dirty Max and the Trilbies was in it. But they all remembered that they didn't read newspapers. They were, turns out, journalists write newspapers, so aren't necessarily walking around reading them at the time. They kind of know what's in them ahead of time.
And man who sneezes on hand and wipes on leg was there. He was my favourite.
They missed that bit out. They missed that bit out.
I do sort of want to watch it.
Yeah, that's how they got me.
Have you seen they're using it to bash Prince Harry with? The fact he's got to deal with Netflix, and he says, well, it's obviously this musical's there slagging his mum off. They're saying he's a hypocrite for, taking Netflix's money, and you just go, yeah, right.
Okay. The man who famously now is not getting as much money from the royal purse, I guess he's getting a little bit, is taking some money from Netflix. I mean,
we people were suggesting a watch along, but of course it's Netflix, not Amazon Prime. So
there is an official extension you can do it on. I don't know how easy it is to stream it, but we could do it,
but I don't think we're allowed to do it.
Mate, you don't want to do it. I've done it.
I don't know. There is something that Netflix provide called Netflix Party.
You don't know what it's like.
I don't want to watch. I don't. By the way, you will have just if you saw me get up to put a log on the fire. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing long johns.
What are you?
Trousers? Those trousers are going in the bin. They're too big. I bought these long johns when I was 17.
TOS.
17 years old. Goodbye, Inley fan. I was 17 years old and I was going up to Newcastle to work on Spender with my dad. So that's how I've had these long johns 31 years. And my God. They're a bit loose, really. They fall down a bit. But
were you in Spender?
I was in. I was an extra in Spender. I drive a police car and you see it go across the thing. You see it. And I was pushing a trolley in an airport. And I was like 17 and my dad had got me this job and I was driving the car. And there was like a proper actor in there. We're both dressed up as coppers. And he said, oh, are you Equity? I said, no. You've been driving cars long? I said, oh, no, just passed. Okay. Because I'll drive it if you want. And my dad had said, don't let him drive the car because you get paid more for driving. Special skills, isn't it? You get paid more for driving. So I went, oh, no, I'll do it. And I was also got to drive around Newcastle. Imagine this. I got to drive Jimmy Nail's car. And he had like, what was it? It was at the time, it was like a really good kind of like dad's car. But it was good. And I got to drive that around.
Wasn't a Capri, was it?
No. It was like a sort of, it was a big Ford thing. Mm-hmm. And I got to drive it around and he had a Clapton CD. Oh, here's the thing, Dave. And my dad, Jimmy Nail, was a miserable bastard, right? But my dad got on
all accounts,
really
well. Yeah.
And we ended up sitting in his Winnebago. And my dad said to him, how was the concert at the weekend? And Jimmy Nail's going, yeah, it was really good. It was nice to see my mates and stuff. And my dad went, he went to see George Harrison and Eric Clapton do a rehearsal for a tour they're doing. and it was like, oh, right, okay, wicked. Yeah, you know, that was before they went off to Japan. Can't remember, it was a Cosworth. It was a Sierra Cosworth. That was it. And I got to drive it around. And then my dad, who was an idiot, this is why I need you, Alistair, took us to a gravel pit and we were doing donuts in it. We were doing donuts. I'm just moving the shot a little bit. I have to say, James, lovely to see you and lovely to see that there's not a penis there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have to say very quickly, right? This is free, and there's a free show tomorrow, 9 till 11. The reason we're doing the free shows, guys, and this never works, but is because... you should sign up for our Patreon. We had a nice flurry of people upgrading. Thank you. And we had a nice flurry of new subscribers. Thank you so much to all the new people. Don't you think, well, hang on, we've paid for this, but this is free. Friday night show, 7 till 10, is behind the paywall. Sunday, if you're a 20-pounder, you're invited to a Zoom meeting, private Zoom meeting. I think it's at 1 o'clock. I need to double check. Where you... the mods and the other 20-pounders and me and Catherine, we get to hang out for an hour and we just chat and it's not a show and it's nice and relaxed and you can ask us anything or say anything or whatever. It's really lovely. Then after that, 2 o'clock on Sunday, gaming time, and the 20-pounders get first dibs. We're going to start with Pico Park. I really want to play some Pico Park. And then we'll probably play some Among Us, I think. And then after this week, the majority of the shows are going to be behind the paywall. They're going to be in the snug. You want to join the snug? Of course you want to join the snug. Let's get that Patreon link firing off in the chat. If you go for the 666 plus VAT level, you get access to over 100 hours of material. You get access to audio podcasts, to video shows, and you will be sent every week the link to the links to come and see the shows that happen behind the snug. And they're great. And they're phone-ins and we watch some stuff and we fall down rabbit holes and we have a laugh. And it's kind of like this, but private, more private. There's scum. There's no scumbags, like the people that are in the chat now that haven't paid. They're scum. The patriots.
Freeloaders.
Freeloaders. No freeloaders. It's exclusive. I wear trousers.
No riffraff.
So Patreon.com/Ian and Catherine, IAIN and Catherine with a K. And I will see if anybody signs up tonight. So far, no one signed up tonight. Freeloaders. And very, very quickly, last bit of business. If you don't want to or can't sign up for that, subs here, you know, it's not the best pound to pocket ratio here. But you can sub. And I've just seen that Harsh has resubbed, John Harris has resubbed, Jason Stratham, Coded Raving, Jams84, Paul Jubica, we mentioned that, have all resubbed. But the best way to help us out is the Patreon or donate. You can donate, !! Sofa King says, do my subs not automatically update? If you're an Amazon Prime, you have to redo it again. It doesn't automatically go. So very quickly, final thing. We're going to speak to James. Patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. $6.66 plus VAT. It's probably the most you get the most for your bang for your buck. Or you can donate here. This is our job. !! Thank you very much indeed. James!
Hello.
Sorry to keep you waiting during that.
It's fine. Sell whatever you want.
You're
always
professional. Every time we go to you, you do that. Yeah, hello? You always do that little finger. Hello? I love it. So nice to see you.
That's what I mean. That's how it is. You know what I mean? I've got to be professional. I mean, that's what I do in my job. So I'm continuing it.
Oh, exactly.
I mean?
And I'm not in any way taking the piss. I genuinely think it's... Yep, hello? I think it's brilliant. How are you doing, man? We've not spoken.
I'm great, man. I'm at uni. It's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was in my boy's school today, right? My 9-year-old school to take his snake in to show off. And everything is back to normal now. There's no bubbles. Yeah. There's no masks. There's nothing. Is that? I'm guessing that's the same with you, is it?
Yeah, it's dead weird, honestly. Because I got on the bus every day to go to Media City, which is where my campus is. And like, no one's wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but when I get to uni, it's like, you know, you've got to wear a face mask still inside there because they're following their own rules. So it's strange. Like, we're in this position whereby the government have said to people, you know, you're fine to do whatever you want now, because people don't trust them because they've lied to them for the past 18 months. Mm. It's sort of like this weird period of limbo where no one knows actually what to do anymore.
It is a very peculiar time. I sometimes I wear a mask and sometimes I forget to wear a mask, or I think, you know, I'm going in the petrol station to pay. I don't know. What is the right thing to do? Paul knows. And
well,
Paul's going to tell
yesterday,
me I know.
Yesterday, the UK had the highest daily infection rate in the world. Because of this nonsense. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
quite
so
surprised.
Irresponsible.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised how... I mean, I don't go in on the tube in rush hour, but I've been up there quite a lot recently. And in a non-rush air, there's still quite a few people wearing masks. I'd say about 75-80%.
I've been using the sort of suburban trains for the last week or so, and I'm like the only one with a mask on for the most part.
I had the misfortune to be on the underground during rush hour morning and evening last Thursday, and 70% wearing masks. I was wearing a mask. And the trains into London, most people, and out of to Tunbridge Wells is where I went. Most people wearing masks on the train.
You know, I've been going to one of the areas that's had the highest infection rate through all of this, and I walk through the shopping centre to get where I'm going every day. No one's wearing masks. It's incredible. It's like it never happened. And I feel quite conspicuous by being the one wearing one, but I'd rather feel like that than contribute to it, you know.
But you know, if we're not being told that there's between 150 and 200 people dying every single day, which is still going on,
yeah,
then it's not going to be where it needs to be in our own minds, in our own daily routine. So we will forget.
And the vaccination rate stalled as well, because that was the thing that everyone was saying, right, we'll get enough people vaccinated, we'll reach herd immunity, whatever that is, and then that'll be it and we'll move on. But now other countries are starting to catch the UK up, because those people that haven't been vaccinated, you know, they should be sending like emails or letters to them saying, you know, you need to get this because you protect other people. But
yeah,
it seems like the people that just aren't getting vaccinated.
No,
they've almost like given up on it. It's really strange.
Yeah, I think that there seems to be anecdotally, and this is because I know a younger member of my family and neighbours around here, they're younger kids, and I'm talking sort of mid to late 20s, are deciding they're going to give it a miss because they're not quite sure what the vaccine is and they're really fit and blah, 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 blah. And you think, yeah, but it's not all about you, mate. It's not all about you. And if you're not taking precautions like taking the vaccine and you're not using a mask, you're the one spreading it about potentially.
Are you, I have two questions, James. Remind me, I have a question for you in a second about something that you might know. We're going to get our eldest vaccinated when he's offered it.
Yeah.
Have you considered that, Catherine? I don't know what you're...
I've signed the forms, yeah.
Right. You got,
but you know what happened?
You got
the
sent
week?
One of those hoax forms, yes. Didn't you? You've been doing
the school
rounds.
Sent it out by accident.
Yeah, loads of schools.
So the school got sent some guidance and it said NHS vaccinations on it. And they've obviously just funneled it through without reading it. And I'm sort of looking at this questionnaire. And it's all, I accept that I'm giving, that my child is having an experimental vaccine and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, this sounds pretty inflammatory. And I checked it again and I thought, this can't be right. And just as I was checking it, note came through from the school, don't sign that. We don't know how that got through.
Yeah, it's been doing the rounds. The thing I wanted to ask you, James, what is this thing about footballers not getting the jab? Because I saw one of the managers,
Jurgen Klopp,
saying, I don't know why they're not getting injected. It seems ridiculous to me. Something like that. So there's a thing where some footballers are not doing it.
I think it's to do with performance because their opinion of it, and I disagree with this completely. I think they're stupid for not doing it because, you know, they're role models, whether they like it or not. They think that if they get the vaccine, that'll like halt their performance for a few days. And because they perform at such a high level, they've somehow been tricked into thinking that the vaccine will stop them from performing at the highest level that they can do. But
we're all thinking, like, everyone that I know, it's going to be if they're dead. That's
exactly. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm young and pretty healthy. I mean, I've had both my jabs, had them as soon as I could get them, and I had nothing. Like, just my arm was a bit sore for a day, and that was it. So yeah, I don't understand it at all.
But as you say, James, that spins off the people I was talking about earlier on, young men, 25 to 27, you know, they take their health really seriously. You know, they're working out and they're citing that as a reason why they don't need this vaccine. I'm a healthy person. It's like,
it was an eye-opener for me. My usual barber's was closed, so I had to go to a different one. And there's like stories about him. Like, he's a bit of a strange guy. He got raided in lockdown because he opened up. And I went there, had my face mask on, and he was like, "Why are you wearing that for? Take it off. Doesn't exist." And then the whole time he was cutting my hair, he was like, "Yeah." The first thing he said was, I didn't ask anything for any of this, by the way. It's like, "Yeah, you know, in 30 years' time, I'm not going to have a job because radiation and people sleeping next to their phone means that people's hair isn't going to grow anymore." And then he just started telling me loads of conspiracy theories about COVID and saying, like, it's all planned, it doesn't exist. And then he almost got, like, quite heated because part of me wanted to listen to him because I was fascinated by what he was saying because it was all nonsense. And I wanted to see how his brain worked. But then the other half of me was like, this is dangerous. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're telling people this and, you know, some people might actually start to believe it because Facebook and loads of things like that, it's dangerous.
And the third part is you're paying to listen to his tirade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.